The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is holding a conference this week to celebrate its 50th anniversary. It asked Grumman to speak on a panel about civil rights in the federal government today. Grumman began with a history lesson.
Back in the 19th century, there lived a disgruntled individual by the name of Charles Guiteau, who came to Washington, D.C. on the assumption that he was promised a job in the new Garfield administration. Now, back in the 19th century, if we recall our civics lessons, we had something called a spoil system, whereby the new president appointed virtually everyone in his administration. Everyone was a political appointee. Favoritism was rampant. So civil rights were not yet sought after. They weren't even contemplated. So when Mr. Guiteau came to Washington, he was behaving pretty much like everybody else did who got the president elected. But he didn't. And so when he didn't get that job, he became disenchanted, began stalking the president quite literally for 2 months, wearing the same thing day after day, if you believe historical accounts, until he caught up with the president, shot the president. The president died after lingering miserably in the Washington summer for 11 weeks. Now, this is the first recorded incident of stalking in U.S. history. Now, not to make light of this horrific event, but it quite literally took the assassination of a president to alter the course of the civil service system, away from a system based on spoils to one founded on performance qualifications and merit, hence our name, and not on political or personal favoritism.
Fast forward to today, when most government employees are career professionals. By law, agencies are supposed to evaluate these employees on their qualifications, treat them equally, and irrespective of their political leanings. And if things go wrong, employees have the right to due process. They get to tell their side of the story to the Merit Systems Protection Board before being disciplined or fired.
And under statute, and you know this, that period is 30 days to reply to a proposed action before the agency takes action. So why 30 days? Why not 7? 30 days to ensure that suspensions, demotions, removals are not taken at random, not taken for improper or discriminating motives, and not taken to silence those who seek to correct or improve their work environment.
That's already changed for some federal employees, thanks to a year-old law that targeted misconduct at the Veterans Affairs Department. Senior executives at the VA no longer have 30 days in which to contest their removal.
That law has wonderful things for those who have unselfishly served our country with dignity, but it also eliminates any prior notice to VA senior executives before the VA secretary removes them, and only reluctantly permits a limited and yet unreviewable decision by an MSPB administrative judge within 21 days, or the removal stands by default. Now think about 21 days. That's 21 days to create a case, to find counsel, to conduct discovery, review documents, interview witnesses, to mount a defense, to protect a reputation, or the removal stands by default. Now, whereas there are only a few hundred SESers covered by this law, Congress today seeks to expand this law to all healthcare professionals at the VA. That's another 190,000 employees who faced the loss of constitutional due process. And while I do not pass judgment or condone the behavior of the executives removed under this law, I can say, and you should as well, that the civil rights that we have all fought so hard for during these last 50 years have expired for the VA SESers and face extinction for hundreds of thousands of other employees at that same agency. And it really wasn't until a few weeks ago that our lawmakers saw the light to recognize the constitutional flaws in this pending legislation, citing our report, citing our public comments, and saying that agencies cannot take federal employment away without at least the opportunity to respond. And even the White House agreed that this legislation carries with it some serious constitutional concerns and that the president would veto this legislation if it came to him. And yet, the bill passed with a healthy majority. It's in the Senate right now.
I went up to Grumman after her speech. I wanted to know how the board had been impacted by the new law that targets SES members at the VA. After all, it's the last stop for many federal employees facing termination. But Grumman told me the board had seen only a handful of cases under the law since it passed about a year ago. Make that less than a handful.
Since that time, we've only seen four cases that cover the VA SESers. One of them settled, one was withdrawn, two went to a hearing, and both lost. One of them is Ms. Hellman, who is the director of the Phoenix VA Center. She's actually appealing her case to the Federal Circuit right now.
That's actually a complaint that you hear from Congress, from members who have championed the law, that the VA isn't using it. But this law, as you see it, really threatens the system that the MSPB is set up to protect.
Well, there are a couple things here, and this is all being litigated. There's some serious constitutional concerns here, and the White House has said the same thing. A number of lawmakers have said the same thing. And they're very legalistic in nature, but it boils down to how much process is due, if any. And because the scandal last year, Congress has determined there's less process due for the VA. Internally, I can tell you what we've seen. These cases are, because they have to be adjudicated in 21 days, they go to the top of our docket. And it's not just one administrative judge handling it. It's actually a team back home putting together the case. Let me clarify something else. Even though the process is 21 days, the parties only have 18 days to do their discovery, to review documents. We reserve the remainder of that time for our staff, for the AJ to complete the adjudication process. Thousands of pages of documents, lots of constitutional issues, not simple cases. And people are both sides are throwing everything they have into this case because there's a lot at stake on both sides. As a practical matter, we are seeing that any AJ or team of AJs who are working on these cases set all the other cases aside. So if there's a whistleblower case, if there's another removal, if there's a veterans case, that case goes to the back of the docket until the 21 days have expired. If the new legislation for Title 38, the healthcare professionals, passes, it's a 45-day period instead of 21 days. It's fast. It's lightning speed, even at 45 days. It will change ultimately if we get a volume of cases the way we do business.
Are you bracing for an influx of cases under these laws?
When this legislation passed, we heard anecdotal statements that there were 20 to 30 potential VA SESers who could fall within the coverage of that law. Four today. How many will come out of 190,000? I don't know, but certainly more than four. Do we brace for it? I can tell you right now that internally we have created a rule that would help us adjudicate these cases. It will mirror what we have for the VA SESer legislation, but certainly, you know, once we heard this was out there, we're preparing so we can publish the rule as quickly as possible.
Earlier this week, the champion of the law, Jeff Miller, spoke to the disabled American veterans in Denver, suggesting that this legislation should really apply to the whole civil sector of the government. If, you know, not single VA out, but this would be good legislation for all agencies.
I did not hear that comment, but that does not surprise me. It doesn't differ from what we have heard anecdotally in our travels. If that happens, that will change the way we do business. We know the constitutional issues are being litigated. We know where the White House stands on this issue. We'll have to see how it plays out.